A Canton man whose sentence on federal drug and weapons charges was commuted by former President Joe Biden will be taken to a state prison following his release from a federal facility. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath Thursday ordered that 53-year-old Jamel Smith be transferred from a prison in West Virginia to the Lorain Correctional Institution in Grafton. The decision follows a motion from a special prosecutor for the Ohio Attorney General's office. They said Smith did not serve a 5-year prison sentence for a 2017 cocaine possession case in Stark County, citing his return to federal court to stand trial on the federal charges. Smith was sentenced to 30 years to be served consecutively to the Stark County conviction. President Biden commuted the federal sentence in January. A driver whose car crashed into an Alliance office building mistakenly pressed the accelerator instead of the brake. That's according to Fire Inspector Chris Waffler, who says the incident occurred shortly after 9 a.m. Thursday in the 1200 block of West State Street. Responding firefighters removed a man and woman trapped in the vehicle. The building sustained about $10,000 in damage. There were no injuries. ODOT is planning Stark County work projects next year. Route 30 lanes and ramps will be resurfaced in Canton, East Canton, Minerva, and Osnaburg and Canton townships. Maintenance will be done on 21 bridges on I-77 and Routes 30 and 62 in Canton and Canton Township. Route 172 will be resurfaced from Route 44 to Browning Court in East Canton. A pedestrian crosswalk will be installed on Route 183 at the PCC Airfoils plant in Minerva. Work is expected to begin next spring and take one construction season. The combined cost of the projects is more than $9.5 million. What's described as a transformative commercial redevelopment is in the works for the property that includes the last Fisher's food store. Cleveland-based Goodman Real Estate Services says a contract is in place for 5 of the roughly 8 acres at the northwest corner of Fulton Drive and Frank Avenue Northwest in Jackson Township. According to the repository, it's not clear what the redevelopment involves or what will happen to the store. Alex Fisher previously said the business is not for sale. Still on the market is a 3-acre property north and west of the adjacent My Eye Doctor location. Fisher's began in 1933 with a single store in Canton. It expanded to 7 locations in the Canton and Massillon areas, all but the Jackson Township store have closed in recent years. A Springfield Township firefighter is on leave pending the outcome of criminal cases. The Portage County Grand Jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Swansiger on charges of rape, sexual battery, gross sexual imposition, and kidnapping. He is scheduled for arraignment Monday in Common Pleas Court. Swansiger is accused of the sexual assault and restraint of a woman in Kent January 1st. She reportedly said the incident occurred during their first date. Swansiger also is charged in Mahoning County for the alleged date rapes of several victims. A pretrial hearing is slated for August 5th. The Fraternal Order of Police Quaker Lodge 88 recognized 2 officers in Salem Thursday. St. Clair Township officer Dakota Wetzel was seriously injured during a shootout January 22nd. Joseph Como was seen holding a gun before Wetzel fired several shots. Como returned fire and was fatally shot by other officers. Wetzel suffered a head injury. A 4-year-old girl was killed by a stray bullet. The Highway Patrol is investigating the incident. Letonia officer John Hancock was also recognized after he suffered a broken ankle and a head injury in an attack last October. Hancock subdued a driver who assaulted him with a metal bar during a traffic stop. Columbiana County Commissioners are reviewing a request to raise rates for customers of the sewer districts served by the county. The proposal calls for rate hikes of 10% this year and 2026 and 5% in 2027. According to the Salem News, County Engineer Bert Dawson and Chief Deputy Sanitary Engineer Troy Graft said Wednesday the last sewer increase was in 2017. In the past 8 years, the Consumer Price Index has risen 26%. Graft says they've cut costs amid rising equipment prices. Dawson said all operating costs have gone up. The city of Youngstown has settled a federal lawsuit filed by the mother of a murdered 14-year-old boy. Landon Lockhart was reported missing in November 2021. His body was discovered in a wooded area on the city's east side in January 2022. Lockhart was believed to have died in late December, about a month after his disappearance. His family accused the city and 2 officers of discriminating against him by not adequately investigating the missing child report. The suit says the officers refused to use available resources and classified Lockhart as a runaway. The city will pay the family $40,000. 17-year-old Anthony Wilkins and Anwan Whitfield were each sentenced to 17 to 22 and a half years in prison. Youngstown police say an argument between 2 women led one of them to shoot the other on the city's east side Thursday night. The incident occurred just before midnight on East Way Drive. The victim was shot in the leg. They were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. 27-year-old Breasia Skinner was arrested and arraigned Friday in Youngstown Municipal Court. She is charged with felonious assault. Police say Skinner reportedly was involved in a fight with the victim on DuPont Street hours earlier. That incident involved money stolen from juveniles. Skinner was arrested but denied entry to the Mahoning County Jail. It's not clear why she was not booked. Skinner was instead cited for the alleged incident. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.